Now, if we go back to Psalm 23, let's see what we can learn from this passage. If Jesus represents the husband in the relationship, right? And if husbands are supposed to love their wives as Christ loved the church, then we as husbands should take an example from Jesus on how to be a good husband, right? Because we should look at how Jesus loves the church, and then that should be how we love our wives. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Well, in Psalm 23, we see Jesus Christ as the good shepherd and his love and care for the church, or a husband's love and care for the wife. And I'll submit to you this, and I know this sounds maybe like a tall order for a little tiny chapter like Psalm 23. I feel that Psalm 23 has all the elements that you need to be a great husband. I think it's all right there in this passage. Even though Psalm 23 isn't traditionally a marriage passage, you know, Ephesians 5 is where you'd turn, or maybe you'd turn to Colossians 3. Most people wouldn't think to turn to Psalm 23 to talk about marriage, but I believe that Psalm 23 contains all of the elements that you need to be a great husband and to love your wife as Christ loved the church. It's all right here in Psalm 23. Now, I have 6 points tonight because there are 6 verses, and each verse gives a different aspect of what we should be doing as husbands to love our wives and to be a Psalm 23 husband. Now look at verse number 1, first of all. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now let me start out by defining the word want for you. It means to lack. When he says, "I shall not want," if you study, every time the word want is used in the Bible, things that are wanting are things that are lacking, things that are missing. And so when the verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," what is he saying? I'm not going to lack anything. I have everything I need. So number one, in order to be a great husband, in order to be a Psalm 23 husband, you have to be a provider. What does it mean to provide? To make sure that your wife does not lack what she needs, food and clothing. Now, in 1 Timothy 5:8, you don't have to turn there, but the Bible says, "If any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." So God commands us to provide for our household and to take care of our household. The Bible says that Christ nourished and cherished the church. Now let me ask you this, what's it mean to nourish? Food. Nourishment is food. You know, it's the job of the husband to provide food, to put food on the table, to provide so that his wife will not want anything, that she will have what she needs. And the Bible clearly states back in the book of Exodus, I believe it's in chapter 21, that the husband must give his wife food, clothing, and perform the duty of marriage, talking about the physical relationship. These three things must be done by every husband for his wife. Provide her with food, clothing, and a physical relationship. That's what the Bible teaches in Exodus 21. And right here we see that the husband, first and foremost in this chapter, needs to be a provider. We live in a day where husbands don't want to provide for their wives. A lot of deadbeat husbands out there. They don't want to work hard. They don't want to pay the bills. And sometimes there are even husbands that literally stay home and are jobless, and their wife goes out and makes all the money. And that is a backward situation that needs to be fixed as soon as possible if somebody's in that situation. We as men say, you know, you're old-fashioned, traditional. No, we as men need to fulfill that role of being the provider. And we need to wear the pants in that family. And let me tell you something. The one paying the bills is the one who makes the rules. That's just the way life works in general. And we as men need to be a provider. Our wife should be able to say, "My husband is providing and I shall not want." Now, I'm not saying you're going to have caviar and everything else, but I'm saying that it's the husband's job to provide and make sure that his wife does not want and is not lacking in what she needs.